They say life begins at 40. I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Ah! Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is. You put one foot in front of the other, and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the Fountain of Youth.
We're not really going to talk about the Fountain of Youth. We're going to talk about the thing, again, we're going to talk about the thing that pervades everybody's life almost every day, and that is their devices and social media and connecting with others. And it's in this day and age, not something we had to deal with when we were younger,
right?
But it's something that everybody has to deal with now.
So it's a different chat, so we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, we have a guest.
I know, her name is Shane. She'll be on in a little bit, and she stays with us for the words of wisdom.
That's, she brought good words of wisdom.
She
too.
Did from Dad. I
didn't.
You're so...
No, I did.
I give you a pass because you spend the time producing the podcast and things like that. So
thanks.
If you come and you are not prepared with your words of wisdom, I give you a pass.
Now, we already recorded the interview in the words of wisdom. So I'm patching this together. I like my words of wisdom.
Like, you know, what I came up with. You tend to, you know, just reflect for 10 seconds and come up with something.
You know, Stephanie, just, that comes with the territory of being ultimately wise.
Yeah, you're just it oozes, Dan.
It doesn't take that much effort for me because I am wise.
Every pore, it just comes out.
Whatever.
Yeah. I will note that we discovered, though, when we were recording this, that 100% of us now, since Shane is now not here, are going to physical therapy today. 100%.
Yeah.
100% of the 40-ish hosts
really
go to physical therapy.
I mean, it's just, I can't lick this thing. And yeah. I'm doing exercises, and I probably talk way too much about this, but it really bothers me that it's almost baseball season. I'm not going to be able to throw a ball.
Right.
And except for underhanded. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Well,
my dog doesn't care.
You're still
do.
Going, but I'm leaving after, I think I did 7 sessions.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling great. Because I think it's the mattress.
I'm returning.
Like, so I need a new mattress.
I did four to five sessions, and then I was on my own. And he says, you're going to be good in a month.
And it wasn't.
And it just didn't work.
No.
So I'm afraid that, I don't know, maybe he'll advise me something different.
You see, our midlife crisis, you were talking about your midlife crisis purchase, potentially,
yeah,
with
not
your
gonna
car.
Happen. Not going to
really.
Happen. Nope.
Mine's going to be the fancy mattress. Because
yeah.
I'm old and I'm like, I need a man. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to go drop. Like, it's going to be an investment, man. This thing better last for a long time.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to. I mean, the high-dollar mattresses are.
Right.
I don't know much about it. But I watched a documentary this week. I finished it up last night that you might enjoy.
How very
enjoy.
Studious of you.
It's sort of, you know, we've been talking about buying things.
Right.
And in, documentary, can I be any douchier?
I know.
Sorry. Boy, I've really let go with the language today.
I know. Man. This is what happens when Dan takes a day off.
I know. It's called The Minimalists.
The Minimalists.
And it's about, just reducing the amount of stuff in your life that really doesn't add value, and you just have it around because there's some weird justification in your brain. And it appealed to me. It's impractical for somebody. I don't know. The minimalist, if I talked to him one-on-one, would tell me differently. But it's impractical for a guy with and a woman with 3 kids at home and all. You know, you kind of need stuff. But I'm sure that if we looked around, we'd be able to pare it down. And we do.
Yeah.
Once a year, we'll purge toys.
Declutter,
and we'll purge
right.
Clothes and all that stuff. But it's not to the point where, hey, look, we don't have anything hanging on the walls of our home because it's not really bringing joy to us.
Well, and I've thought about that. We, we've talked about moving houses.
Hmm.
And
houses are heavy.
I know.
Hard to lift.
I just got that. I'm slow.
That wasn't too long.
So anyway, when I do that, there's a part of me, like all of the, we want a newer house, right? But we want to stay in our area because we live in a, quote, older home in our area.
Yep.
But all of the newer houses are really big. And our house is plenty big. We have entire rooms that we hardly use.
Yeah. That's one of the, it was in that documentary. They did, you know, took
getting
surveys.
These huge houses.
People use 40% of the square footage
right.
in their homes.
And
generally.
So, like, I have talked to my husband. I said, you know what? Whenever we buy this newer house that has to be bigger because it's the only option is to go bigger if you go to a new home in the area we are, mm-hmm. We can't really downsize. So how much money do we need to make sure we have to furnish, you know?
Right.
And so it's like reverse mental. You're forced to, what are you going to leave the rooms empty?
Yeah.
And so you need to be prepared. And so it's kind of like the reverse minimalist that I'm thinking about this house. And I go, well, gosh, do we really need a bigger house? I mean,
it occurs to me.
But we do want a newer house.
Yeah, it occurs to me frequently that I would like a house that I had to worry less about because maintenance and repairs and
right,
all that
that's
stuff.
Right, that's what
I'm
saying.
I got a 44-year-old
house. We have somebody coming
house.
To look at electricals today because our outlets just stopped working in our basement.
Bigger does not necessarily appeal to me.
Yeah. I don't mind if we could get, like, our house right now size, like, brand new. Mm. Like, or, you know, less than 10 years old. The size we have is fine. It's not an option.
Yeah. You could build a tiny house.
I could.
You could do that for next
Can I
nothing.
Like park it in your backyard?
We have space.
Yes.
You bet. I'm
Sweet.
Only going to charge you $20,000. No. $24,000 a year.
Okay.
That's what I'm.
That sounds like a bargain.
Goal. Yeah.
Tiny nope. house.
All right. We're digressing a little bit, but Shane is super cool.
Yes.
I'd never met her before. I was aware of who she was. I mean, you know, it's Louisville's a small town, and I've been on Twitter for a while.
Right.
It just happens. You just hear people. So it was nice to finally meet her.
Yeah, and she has a great business.
Yeah.
So
super smart about social stuff.
If you're interested in learning more about social media, or if you're a small or large business owner and you're like, I don't even know what to do with the social media, she can do that stuff.
Yeah.
We don't talk a lot about that in the interview, but
I love that. I'm sorry to interrupt, but toward the end of the talk, we start talking about kids and being online.
We definitely are going to pursue that.
The light bulbs went on in our heads, like, oh, there's another episode. But
yeah.
So that stuff was really good.
Yeah, so we'll dive into that in another podcast. But Shane has a lot to offer, so I think everyone will enjoy the interview. Today we have Shane Schaps.
It's fun to say Shane Schaps.
I'm sorry.
I married into this name.
I can't stop it.
I did not mean to do that. Okay. I'm also caffeinated, so sorry.
Social media Shane Schaps.
Stop, I can't. Okay. So that's what she does. Social media. She's a big mouth, and I'm not calling her that in a negative way. She says that about herself. She has a company called 520 East Brands, and we connected years ago now. It is now like years ago.
Indeed.
And I think she's just a Wonder Woman. So I wanted to have her on so we can talk about some social media stuff. So
that's a pretty nice compliment coming from
Well,
Stephanie.
It is mutual. I don't know anyone that does as much as the two of us because we just get it done.
Yeah. She's like
we just get things done.
A little fireball, you know, between running her business from home, managing people, managing her kids, her life. Seems to have it all together. So we wanted to.
Seems to have it. Yeah, she just did the air quotes. We all seem to have it together.
Well, that's what I always say seems, because whenever I say to somebody, you have it all together, they'll be like, no, I don't.
Yeah, right.
So you at least put out a very good appearance that you have it all together. So tell people about your business and what you do and how you got there.
Sure. So we've been at this since about 2008, and I sort of rolled into it from a couple of other businesses, as you know. And I kind of lucked into working in social media. Somebody asked me to do it, and then we started learning more about it, and can I actually do this as a business? And at one point, I got so crazed with how many voices were in my head that I started adding staff members to it because I was nervous I would, you know, tweet from the wrong account.
Way.
No.
Yeah.
So we have grown a team. We now have 9 of us on
wow.
the team that work. They all work remotely.
Nice.
some of them, this is all they do, and some of them, this is their side gig. But they are very qualified, and I would venture to say all of them are more qualified than I am at this point. But what we do as a business is represent other small businesses and large businesses, I should say, in their online voices. So we give them that human personal voice as a company, so they're not just tweeting out, buy our product, visit our sale. Yep. You know, we're trying to make them real people online, and most companies don't have time to do that. So we offer that service. We work in all the platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, House.
Now, what's this Pinterest?
What's Pinterest?
I'm sorry, I'm just
yeah. I know
that's a joke.
He knows. He's just playing. You got to get used to
DM. I have three or four things pinned on, and I don't.
You'd be surprised how many people ask me that exact question.
Seriously,
what's this Pinterest?
I used to use it a lot for my business, but I don't anymore. I still get traffic from it though.
Yeah, so. I think it depends on the business. Right. I think some of them, it is the one that we use minimal time on, but we're seeing traffic depending on the business. Not for every business.
Yeah, so I wanted Shane, we've talked a lot about social media because we've talked about, you know, just multiple forms of communication or always not being able to disconnect from things, stuff like that. But since you use social media and you advise businesses, but you use it personally too, I thought we'd have a little conversation about those blurred lines that happen sometimes. Because I, you know, sometimes I say, I wish I could take a break from social media, but I can't because my business is on there. And then I'm always juggling, how much do I post about my business on my personal? How do I communicate with people? What are the boundaries? Do I connect with people I work with? Personally, or that, do
and for me,
and so I'm that's what we want to talk about here. It's just all those blurred lines.
I've always worked in offices with people, and I have relationships with these people. And there was a time when I was like, boom, 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 friending everybody, and then I kind of was like, once you switch the workplace, it becomes a little can be a little weird.
Yes,
and you know, I like to filter everything on this particular show through the lens of our age. So I have to imagine there's some age appropriateness to all of this, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here, we just threw a big bunch of stuff at you.
Go. Talk.
Okay, there you go. So I do think that there are some blurred lines, and I think it's important from the get-go to set the record straight on what you're going to be to whom. I think that when you work for a company, you're an employee of a company, I think it's important to remember, yes, your Facebook page is your personal space. I understand that. You're still a representative of where you work. And I've seen it time and time again where a client of mine will have an employee who may get in some kind of verbal altercation with a customer who then finds that person on Facebook and then sends us a message and says, how can you have an employee like this?
Right.
And whatever happened had nothing to do with the person's job, but now the brand is pulled into it, and now we've got to shut it down.
Because on the personal page, it'll say works ad, or, and that's public.
And that's public, and you are connected to that, whether you like it or not, whether you're an hourly employee at a restaurant at Oxmoor or you are a salaried attorney, whatever you are, you're still connected to your job.
The double-edged sword, too.
Yeah.
Like everything in life.
Yeah.
You know.
When do you think, because I have certain people that are on their personal pages are very pushy with their business.
Yes.
Okay. I try to make it positive, and I'm not ever like selling anything on my personal page. I might share information I think is helpful.
You do, yeah.
But I don't go like trying to push on people with like the advertising sales and stuff like that.
I'm gonna change your mind on a podcast sponsorship on that.
Okay.
Just kidding.
So at what point did you say to someone, stop doing this on your personal page, and you get your personal account and they get a Facebook page?
I think if you've got a business, you should have a personal page. Okay. You've got to separate yourself and your personality. Remember, you're also sharing pictures of your kids on there. You may not want customers
really
and
people
clients.
Do that?
And this giraffe that's having a baby is all over the internet.
Right, right. Exactly. It's very exciting. So, you know, I think that you do have to set up that wall pretty much immediately. I think it's important.
So then would you say, oh gosh, I'm just trying to, I've had lots of different situations. So I was at a place where I worked where like I was connected to everybody personally.
Right.
Now I'm in a place that I work, I have zero personal connection to these people on my Facebook feed.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, how do you, when people are working through that in their head, you know, in the discomfort when you get a,
yeah,
I haven't even got, the people that I work with are very boundary oriented. So they know my schedule. They know,
right.
They haven't even tried to friend me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But what do you do if somebody friends you and you don't want to?
Ooh.
And you work with them. One. Like, yeah. Do you, if you have a page, I guess you could direct yes. them to yes. follow the page. If you were, well, I don't know. I'm just,
yeah.
these, the fuzzy lines.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's about setting up, a lot of people set up those friends lists, which I do recommend. I should have done a better job of that with my personal page when it was new. But when you're starting out, you know, we just had this talk at our school all about your social footprint, how to start out in an optimistic way.
With the young kids.
Yeah, right. And that was one of the things. Set up your friends list. So maybe, okay, maybe you friend that person. But then maybe when you post, they're not on the list of friends to whom you post.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't see it. So you can set up some boundaries. But, you know, I think it's just important to keep those boundaries. This comes into play a lot with schools. We were just talking about this at our school. Do you friend teachers?
Right.
I don't know, because then you'll see a teacher who's saying, I had a rough day at work. Well, was it my kid right. making your day rough? Right.
It probably was.
Right. Yeah. No, my kids are perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe. I had that too, because like I have a parent of my son who I've known her for a while because they've been in the same grade together. But she's also a teacher at the school.
Right.
So then I'm like, oh, like, can I be friends with her?
It's a strange place to be. Or
maybe after they're out of her grade,
yeah.
I can become, what's yeah. the rules?
And I have a friend that is her policy. She'll become friends with a teacher, but only after her kids are out of that grade.
Gotcha.
And I think, really, honestly, I think in this situation, it's on the teacher. Don't post negative things about your job.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Right, know? Yeah.
Because people are watching can and you're a teacher.
Don't post negative things,
period. Don't post negative things, period. Right. Absolutely. Put some good out into the world. My friend Jeff Rushton, he's the director of digital media at U of L. That's his quote, put good things out into the
good
world.
Things. Yes. Social that's what media. I try to that's, do.
It's right. an opportunity. It doesn't have to be your place to vent. And I think especially right now in the world, everybody's just putting all their vents out there, and just stop it. Put something happy. I like yeah. the people who put the happy, cute little pets.
Well, yeah. you know what? My perspective on, and this is all my personal page stuff, but eventually I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's bleak. That's not positive.
Thanks, Dan.
But my kids
she just gonna, said put positive things out in the world.
My kids are going to go through and look at right. what I was thinking yeah. at a particular time in a particular place, and I don't want them.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to remember what I was like most of the time.
Right. That's a good point. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think no matter what job you're in, don't complain about your job online. You're going to get caught.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a couple of clients for whom we go through and we search for those employees. And when we catch them saying negative things about their job, guess what? They don't have that job anymore.
Wow. Right? That's a hard line.
It is. But that's the client's
it's
feeling.
A lesson learned.
If right. you're going to say something negative about my business, you're not working here anymore.
I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Older or younger people that are doing that?
I'm going to generalize and say it's typically younger people
okay.
who are not controlling the things they want to say. But I do think there's also, you know, this gets into the politics and even sports. I've seen it with no matter your generation, people think they're anonymous behind the keyboard. They're
are you kidding
no.
me?
Come on. You there's know? Always screenshots, too.
Absolutely. Oh, so yeah. don't do anything that you wouldn't want. We always say, don't do anything you wouldn't want your grandmother or your rabbi or priest to see. Be careful with what you say, you know?
Yep.
So
now it's going into, so that's some advice on personal stuff, but I'm sure we have a lot of business owners
sure.
or small business owners that are listening. What are some of like maybe the top three mistakes that they make on pages?
I will give you one that you and I agree on. Follow the rules. You know what? Read those Facebook terms of service. Don't do a contest
Amen.
To share this
yep. Amen.
Because it is not, it's not cool.
Share
somebody
contest.
I was doing that yesterday. And I
said, see them all the time.
I think you might want to do some reading up on that.
I'm yeah. Facebook police. Only to people I know won't judge me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know a business owner who's a small business owner and they're making a mistake,
yep.
I let them know. And they generally are appreciative.
Yes.
Because they didn't know.
Right.
There are other people that do know.
Yeah.
And they do it anyway because it is an aggressive way of attracting people.
Right.
Even though it's against the terms.
Right.
So that's good.
That's number one.
Read
follow
the terms.
The rules. Read the terms.
Do people not know there are rules?
No.
I mean, there are rules.
Well, it's like the people who keep posting, this is my post and I don't give permission. Right. Blah, blah. Right. Yeah, you know whatever, what? Read whatever, the terms. Man. You did too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not paying for the product, you are the product. That's what I always keep in mind.
Yeah. So that's one. I would say number two, stop connecting your Facebook to your Twitter.
Oh
yeah.
Come on, man. Those of us on Twitter know you're... we know you're faking it. Right. Stop it.
No, I think it's... I don't think it's okay. I think it's okay if you have them linked, as long as it's not the only way you use it.
As long as it's not the only way. That's a great point. If you're trying to be efficient and manage your small business 15 minutes a day on social, great. Do that, but you've got to go into Twitter and make some conversation too.
Right.
Because no one's listening to your posts like that.
Also, to that note, if you never use Twitter and it's old...
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing... When I go look and research businesses... If I see their Twitter page is from like last post of 2015, I go, what are these people doing? I automatically have negative opinions about their business.
Right, right. They've let something go.
They might as well just get rid of it. Yeah. Delete it.
Okay, I'm going to give you two more instead of just one
more. Oh, two more. It's a bonus.
Okay. number three is going to be grammar. Mm. Come on, people. Get there and there. You're and you're. And get your apostrophes in the right place.
Yes.
Amen.
I mean... Come on. I have a group of three other friends. We call ourselves the Grammar Girls. We just have a text group.
Uh-huh.
And we are consistently, daily, screenshotting companies that get it wrong.
Last
week, a newspaper got it wrong. I mean, we are screenshotting this stuff all the time. And we're like, really?
That's me and my mom.
Same thing. She talks with her hands. It's the New York.
microphone. I just said, in talking about correct grammar, I said, that's me and my mom. I can't imagine the irony.
And there's the edit function. I mean, if you make a mistake, edit it.
Right. And once in a while, you make a mistake. Okay, go in and fix it. You know, but...
Okay.
I can't tell you how many times I cringe when I find them. And we're all human. I get it. But catch them. Go back and proof it.
I can't use a preposition at the end of a sentence.
You can't?
It is nearly outside of the capabilities of my mind.
Really?
To do that.
I'll ask people. If I don't know how to, pluralize something with S on the end of it, I'll ask a friend.
Right.
Get it right. Google it, for goodness sakes.
AP style handbook.
Oh, my God.
I have one of those.
Yeah, we all have one of those sitting around.
Yeah. I do. Seriously, at my desk.
You have got to be kidding me. Number four. Don't have a social media business platform just because it's new, it's out there, everybody else has one.
Right.
If you don't invest in great photographs, why do you have an Instagram account? There's no reason for it. You're not going to get any traffic from it. It's going to be a waste of time and no return. So I think you've got to think about those things. If you're not going to be active on Twitter, don't have a Twitter account, because just having it and not using it does nothing to make you competitive against your competitors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Stephanie, you need to get busy on our Twitter account. I'm just kidding.
I'm like retweet. I go in and I look at it, and then I'm growing it from my other account.
It took us a good 6 months to fire one up because neither of us wanted the responsibility.
I was doing it.
And then I just couldn't. I'm like, okay, I'm just
going
to do it. I have
to hook it up to my Hootsuite, and then I'm good.
Right. Okay. Well, and I'll tell you, this is a do as I say, not as I do, because, of course, all my clients are active on their Twitter accounts. Mine, it's there, you know, because I don't have time to do my own.
You're talking for other people.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
Well, I just think that it's the boundary stuff at work with coworkers, and some of whom are my age and some of whom are not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at different places in life.
Yep.
We have different perspectives on the world, and that can create some workplace conflicts.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
I don't suppose you have any stories about that occurring?
Well, I do have one. Okay. And actually, it's not someone that I work with. It's an employee of a client. But she and I became Facebook friends. And during this recent election, we were on opposite sides of the fence. And she was posting early and often. And I didn't agree with the things she was saying. And so I came at that more. And I told the client, I said, I have to unfollow her. And I want you to understand, she could be losing sales for you. What if someone felt like me and they're seeing all she's posting is the opposite of what I think?
Yeah.
They're not going to go with her, and you're going to lose the business.
Right.
So,
yeah. I don't understand how stand-up comics get up and they take such a strong position, because you're alienating 50% of the people sitting in the audience.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. There is the unfollow option.
Yes.
Because I have some people I'm sorry that you might hear this. I have unfollowed you.
Yeah.
But you know, if I want to go see their stuff, I can.
You can, exactly.
They,
and it's not offending them. You're not unfriending them.
I just want to keep the positive in my world.
Yeah.
So I want my news feed to reflect what makes me happy to be there.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's always the unfollow option. You don't have to feel like I have to unfriend somebody and then there's drama because they right. might figure out that you unfriended them.
Right.
You can always unfollow if you don't want to see their stuff anymore. Yeah. And then you can be oblivious.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And they can still have their thoughts, and I cannot agree with them, but I just don't know about them. So right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
What do you pay any attention to statistics on social networks and what generations are using them more? Like I work in media, and sure. everybody says, you know, kids, millennials aren't on Facebook.
I think there are.
I think some are.
Remember my token millennial we had on?
Oh, that's right. That was a long time ago.
She said Facebook. She said Facebook.
I think anyway. It really depends on where their friends are. I think if you're going to generalize, most of them are on Instagram and Snapchat.
Isn't Snapchat like dying down though?
Not according to my 13-year-old.
Really? Okay.
They're going to do like the world's richest IPO at some point too.
No, I thought like Instagram was trying to build up things.
Instagram is trying. So we'll
Snapchat.
See what happens. Ooh. I do think there's a race there. I don't know. I will say that the middle school set is very much into Snapchat. So if you're trying to target them, go you.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that I lost my train of thought.
He asked you about generations.
Generations.
Facebook, millennials. I still think the fastest growing population on Facebook is still 55 and over. They're there to see the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just a fact. But, you know, I'm 40. I'll be 44 in, as my daughter just told me, 18 days. And
she's counting. Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I will say that Facebook is my platform of choice. That's where most of my friends are.
Me too.
But that could also be, I never like to say this is it. It could change daily. It could also change by geography. You know, maybe somewhere else in the country, more of them are on Twitter. More of them are on Instagram of people my age. It's, and I'm throwing that out there. I could be totally wrong.
I think men love Twitter.
I do.
Yeah, there's definitely also, there's more men on like Twitter on our statistics.
I'll go to Twitter to find information on stereotypical male things like sports.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll be play-by-play.
Yeah.
They'll post like one thing on Facebook.
Right.
That doesn't help me. The right. game is at 8 o'clock tonight.
Right.
But if I'm trying to follow something, like I went to Wake Forest, not always on TV.
Did you take my Twitter poll this week?
No. You have a Twitter poll? I'll take one.
I got, the question was,
yeah,
what percentage of people go to who work in an office building go to a different floor to go number two? Is it 100%, 99%, or who the hell poos at work?
I would be three.
Right.
Okay.
I work from home.
40.
So you do. I mean, you we know different. You got you're A, B, and C. You know. Anyway. Yeah. I mean, that's what you
that's,
know.
Okay.
You
got follow men, me on Twitter. If
men
you want
talking
that sort
about
of
poop on Twitter. You see, I go there for sports because it's like play by play.
Oh, I just asked my 10-year-old for sports.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mine too. He wakes up and watches SportsCenter.
Right.
I know. We have kindred. Our sons
are
like.
Our sons are very much alike, just different teams.
Right.
How deep did you guys get into, like, what's it been like? 10 years since Facebook?
There was just an anniversary of
some
sort.
Yeah, I think it was 10 years.
I know that my Twitterversary was last November, and that was 8 years. So
okay.
I was on Facebook maybe a year and a half
before that. I had my Facebook thing was like 8 years or 9 years recently. True. The little video came up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's like 10 years Facebook.
I
think so.
I got pretty deep into all that stuff before I realized I'm putting pictures of my children out into the world. They're going to be there forever. And when they grow up, I think they might have a right to be kind of pissed at me. Because I was,
point.
You know, when I did.
You have
you
like naked babies
and
diaper.
Not that.
But, diaper, you know, photos when they have cowboy boots on.
Covered in food. Yeah, there's right. all sorts of stuff out
right.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know that a lot of people think about that or talk about that, but the digital footprints of our children go back to the day they're born.
Yes. Or conceived.
Yeah. Seriously.
Right? Yeah. Hashtag got lucky tonight.
Oh, my God.
This is true. My son is almost 10, and he'll tell me now if we take a picture.
Don't put that on Facebook.
Don't put that on Facebook.
Yeah,
mine will too.
Yeah.
He'll say, you can text that to grandma.
I feel kind of
right.
bad about it.
Yeah.
But don't put that on Facebook. And he'll tell me.
Yeah, I think
and
it's true.
And he'll approve him first. He just got his haircut. He's got to approve him first.
Uh-huh.
Then they go on Facebook.
Yeah. And I think that our family, we are, I photograph everything. So even before Facebook came along, my daughter can remember before I would post things, I was still taking pictures of her all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just how I document life. So I don't know how they're going to feel about it later. But I mean, you know, she's on there too. Now she's not on Facebook yet.
It's one of those weird generational things. It just kind of happened. We didn't think about it, and they grew up with it. So maybe they won't be mad.
Maybe not. I don't know.
That's just the way it is.
Right. But I say the minute they express it, you have to honor that.
Absolutely.
You know.
Nah. Yeah. And model it. You know, when she posts something on Instagram, she has to ask permission of her friends to do it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Just like media releases everywhere. Just, you know.
Yeah. You're going to come over for a play date. You have to sign.
How old are your kids?
She will be 13 a couple weeks, or not even, like 10 days. And he is 10 and a half.
Okay, we have kids the same age. Oh. My children, not connected to the internet whatsoever.
Wow.
They have they have dummy devices that have some music and some games on them, but that's it.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm-mm. I'm not. Maybe I'm overprotective. I might be a little anal on that.
That's okay.
But my wife and I are both on the same page. We're totally down with it. They'll get there eventually. And there's enough stuff in the world. I mean, at this point, my 12-year-old girl still kind of listens to Jimmy Crack Corn, and I don't care. that might be a little extreme.
Mine is like halfway between grown up and child.
They watch the Hallmark Channel together.
We do.
Oh, that's so sweet. Isn't it so sweet, dear? Yeah.
We watched When Calls the Heart last night. The new episodes start on Sunday.
I know. They're so... Oh. Yeah. Warm
and then everybody goes to bed, and I watch science fiction murder.
Right. There you go.
I'm almost 45, so I can.
It's okay. They're sort of like a little bubble, and you can keep them in the little bubble.
She's got one foot in each world right now. She'll watch My Little Pony, and then she'll switch and watch Friends. So yeah, there you go. You know, one of each. She likes to buy Shopkins, then she likes to buy lipstick.
Can't wait to watch Seinfeld with my kids.
Yeah, we're not there yet. But we're watching Friends, but we'll get to Seinfeld.
Ooh, some of the Friends stuff. I'd be like,
Well, you know, some of it still goes over their head, so they get some of it. But not all of it.
This is my kids. They're so on the turnip truck that when the main characters on When Calls the Heart go to kiss, they're all like, oh, no. They're shielding their eyes.
Yeah.
I love it. And eventually, it's changed. You know, there are hormones going throughout the household. So, we're dealing with acne.
I don't have that yet. Mm. Not yet.
Yeah,
not
I know.
Yet.
Well, it's
Maggie's still little and sweet.
Yes.
Step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just think that we've talked a lot about that recently. We went to a thing at our church that was about protecting your kids and guidelines for them and for you. And, you know, there was one guy that says I think he's a police officer. His kid slammed the door to his room because he was mad about social media and internet stuff. So that he just took the door off of his room and said, okay, now you don't have a door.
Right.
And so he was taking it to that degree.
Wow.
Thinking, whew, boy, that's pretty raw.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are all sorts of tricks and, you know, double accounts that kids have to, you know, protect
this
their privacy.
This is a whole other podcast.
We need
to do that.
We'll
have to do a podcast on.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. She just asked if she could get a Finstagram. I'm like, absolutely not. Anything you have to put is going on your real Instagram. Forget it.
What is
fake Instagram.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your daughter asked you?
She asked me for one, and I said no.
What? That's sort of
But she asked. That's great.
Yeah, good for you.
That's part of the rule. We have a contract. When she got her phone, we signed a whole contract, what's allowed, what's not allowed.
Sweet. Yeah. I need a lesson because we're getting there.
We got to get into
that. But then daily I get, do you even know how to hashtag? Do you know what I do for a living?
People pay me to hashtag.
I joined a conference call earlier and they said, type in the conference call code and hit pound or hashtag to... I was like, it's just the pound sign.
Right.
Yes.
It's all different. Things are different.
Yeah.
So we prepared you in advance, though.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
But let's tell, before we get into that, how can, say there's a small business owner listening and they want to use your services for social media. Yeah. How do they find you?
Oh, sure. Well.
Not on Twitter. Well,
I do check it. I just don't necessarily tweet. Certainly, they can call me. My phone, can I put my phone number?
If you want to.
Go for it.
Out to the world.
Website?
I'll tell you what. Go to my website and you can reach me. There is an info form on there. 520eastbrands.com. 520eastbrands.com. I will tell the story of where the name came from.
It's not 502.
It's not 502. No. We used to live in New York, 520 East 72nd Street, and we tried to name the company after our old apartment. And then I realized, oops, this is going to be confusing, but you know, such is life.
Yeah, it's fine.
So
So that's how they can find them. Now, yeah. Okay. Let's get into the words of wisdom.
Man, I've got certain information.
What do you think the meaning of life is?
The best place to be is here. The best time to be is now.
Party on, dudes!
Little girls are delicate. Boy, you put in the backyard like a dog, it raises itself.
Words of wisdom.
Shane, do you recognize where those quotes, some of those quotes
come from? Some of them I know, yes.
Go ahead.
Dan will quiz you on TV clips. Yeah. Well, I know nothing.
I definitely heard Wayne's World in there.
TVs and movies. Dan's like all over it.
It's Bill
and
Ted.
Didn't he say Party On in there? No.
That's from Bill and Ted's Excellent. Oh, well, then you're right. You're right.
So I knew it from Wayne's World.
I can understand
that. Yeah. And now I'm drawing a blank on what else I heard. But I heard a couple of them that I recognize, and now I just don't remember.
I just always say no. I don't know.
Bill and Ted. That's all right.
So are we going to make Shane go first, or you want to go first?
Yes. Man, I'm struggling.
You don't have any? I told
you. No words of wisdom for this week? The heat got to your brain?
It's so hot in here, too.
You know what?
It's not even. It's February. What's going on?
Here are my words of wisdom, because it's what I'm doing today. I'm taking a mental health day because I felt that the people that I cared for the most in the world were irritating me the most. That doesn't mean the problem is with them. It means the problem's with me.
Sure.
I'm working too hard. I'm coming in here at night and I'm doing podcast
stuff.
You're
edgy.
I'm edgy. It's not them. It's me. And so I'm taking a day to exhale. And then I got to go to physical therapy.
I did that this morning. We're so old.
Yeah.
We're sandwiching physical therapy.
I'm not doing physical therapy. I go to yoga.
I graduated, though, today.
Oh, congratulations.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
at least for now.
So my words of wisdom are take a break every now and then, especially if your family's bothering you.
That's a good one.
It's not them. It's you.
It is. It's totally me. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. And then go ahead, Shane. We'll do like a round table.
Here okay.
Go around.
So my words of wisdom that I always give come from my father. His words of wisdom have always been put one foot in front of the other and trudge on. So no matter what's going on, just you've got nowhere to go but forward. Keep going.
Nice. Love it.
There you go. Simple.
The obstacle is the way. A lot of times that's
a good one.
The stoic mantra.
So yeah.
I say that sort of thing a lot around here.
My words of wisdom are going to come from my very stereotypical 40-something music listening at the moment, Adele.
Oh.
Because everyone's listening to Adele, right? No, I actually have...
You know, loves 80s hip-hop, like rap.
Oh, really? You've got to come to the yoga upbeats
class.
Isn't
that crazy?
You've got to come
more
to
more like 90s hip-hop. I'm okay. Like
she's done that.
Pepper.
She's done yoga to that.
Sweet.
Yeah, okay. You got to come to the class.
So that would be so comical. Oh, my gosh. Facebook Live.
This week was Lady Gaga. Next week is Madonna fused with Lady Gaga. Tuesdays at 6.
Ooh, it's like a mashup.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really cool.
Ironically, it's pants-free. Just kidding. That's my impression of those
nope.
two.
Nope.
Oh. So my words of wisdom come from Adele. When it's a non-released song because I'm such a fan that I actually have the album and listen to the ones on the radio. I
released on the album,
them.
But not as a single.
Right.
It's not
a single. Okay. So it's a song about being the remedy. And I never thought of that word as like it's something a human would do. I always thought of like that is like a pill or... What's the remedy? Taking a day off or doing yoga to fix. It's like something else, but not you. And so the song is about a person being the remedy. So I've tried to get that in my brain that when I see a problem, more thinking it from the how can I be the remedy? See, Adele is deep.
That's good.
You know who actually...
My decisions are based on how am I going to be the remedy, not add to the problem. Mm-hmm.
All
see?
That is mm-hmm. is Adele mm-hmm. ripping off, if there's a problem, you all solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves.
But it's so beautifully sung by Adele and deep, you know. But anyway.
That is so dumb. I'm in a dumb frame of mind. Golly.
But you can remember everything today. He has Lipitor problems.
Yeah.
He can't remember anything from his Lipitor.
I got CRS. Can't remember shizzle. So you're talking about 90s hip hop. Okay, can we call it a day?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Follow us on Twitter at 40ish Podcast and on Facebook at 40ish Podcast and at 40ishpodcast.com, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Shane, for coming
My
in.
My pleasure. This Thanks was a for having me.
And we'll have you back when we talk about the protecting your kids from the evils of the internet, right? See you guys. Talk to you next week.